I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You now have the Maggie Dawn Show, and now you have the Dom Salvia Show. We've joked about having the Maggie Dom Show. Dom Salvia joining me here in the WAUK studios. You can join us for our last half hour. We're going to have some yucks. We're going to listen to some sound. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I thought, let's start with Trump admitting that he lost the 2020 election, shall we?
Yeah. What? I mean, what's Charlie Kirk going to say about that?
Yeah. Or Nick Fuentes. I actually have Nick Fuentes.
Oh, maybe that's who I was thinking of. Fuentes.
Yes, he had a complete and total meltdown. I will read it to you in a moment. But let's listen to Trump admitting that, yeah, it turns out he actually did lose the election.
Say it again.
So I've done a lot of debating. Only as a politician, I never debated. My first debate was the Rosie O'Donnell debate,
Rosie
right?
O'Donnell.
Famous Rosie O'Donnell debate, the answer. But I've done well with debates. I mean, I became president. Then the second time, I got millions more votes than I got the first time.
Here it is.
I was told if I got 63 million, which is what I got the first time, you would win. You can't not win. And I got millions of more votes than that. And lost by a whisker.
What?
Whisker.
Wait.
Lost by a whisker.
Lost by a whisker.
Turns out he lost.
He lost.
Lost by a whisker.
What? Whisker.
Hey, just so you know, everybody, I know exactly how much a whisker is. If you wanted to measure the amount of what a whisker in voting terms would be.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
Lost by a whisker.
So he knew all along. How does that presidential immunity thing feel now, dear Supreme Court?
Right.
How do those 1,600 defendants, the J6 defendants, the Enrico Terrio, how's it feel? Turns out he knew all along. He lost
by a whisker.
By a whisker.
It was a whisker.
And he's
lost by a whisker.
Said similar things in the past, alluding to the fact that you lost.
This was.
And guess what?
But this is, I lost.
Yes.
We could just cut off the end.
I lost.
Yeah.
I lost.
Lost by a whisker.
I lost.
Loser.
Yeah. It'd be nice if those folks he told to come down and be wild and you know, march up to the Capitol, if maybe he would have told them that then.
Yeah. You know, while police were getting beaten and knocked unconscious.
Law and order.
Law and order. I love the police.
Here's what anti-Semites.
Who is Law and Order, by the way? Law and Order.
I think it's related to Leon.
We've digressed.
Yes.
Here's anti-Semite, Nazi, white supremacist, homophobic, Christian nationalist. All around, really nice guy. No.
Oh, okay.
Right-wing nut job, Nick Fuentes, who, of course, Trump has had to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with.
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you? Of course.
Here's what Nick Fuentes said after Trump's interview, which was on September 3rd. It was a week ago today on the Lex Fridman podcast. It's episode number 442. Lex Fridman podcast, episode number 442. CJ, go listen to it. Here you go. This is Nick Fuentes freaking out. Okay? Here's what he had to say. This was on his podcast. So why did we stop the steal? Why did anyone go to January 6th? Why is anyone sitting in jail? Why did anything bad happen to anybody? Why did everybody get censors? Why is everything bad that has happened to people that were involved? Why did that need to happen if you're just going to walk it all back and say, oh, well, I lost? Well, it would have been good to know before 1,600 people got charged. It would have been good to know that before I had all my money frozen, was put on the no-fly list, got banned from everything, lost all banking and payment processing. It would have been good to know that before I, in 2017, dedicated my life to this 18-year-old in college. It feels like a big ripoff. It just goes to show what a tremendous betrayal it is. It's just, I can't even keep up the whiny voice. It's just a callous indifference to the sacrifices that his supporters made on his behalf. Nick, we tried to tell you.
Right?
Everyone tried to tell you and the 1,600 knuckle-dragging J6 insurrectionists. We all told you. You're still a racist, misogynistic, hate-filled, fascist, xenophobe.
And he's mad because what? Trump gave up the story? He dropped the line that he actually
lost by a whisker.
He actually lost. Is that what his big complaint is? And let me tell you something, Trump. Oh, I was told if I got 63 million votes, I'd win.
Unless the other person gets more.
This is what I'm saying. Are you kidding me? This is how it works. It is literally a game of numbers. And I remember specifically back in 16, David Plouffe was on the Devil's Advocates, and he guaranteed a Hillary victory. He guaranteed it to me. So was that?
Did she have the election
stolen from her? And of course, there was some concerns with the Russian influence and whatnot. But you know what she did? She didn't march to the Capitol with her supporters and crap all over the walls and beat the hell out of cops.
No.
She acknowledged the loss the next day, I believe, and it was on. And here we go, President Trump.
That's why Liz Cheney calls the man depraved. It's why Liz and Dick Cheney, there was a weird moment yesterday afternoon because we were talking about Liz and Dick Cheney coming out with this letter on Friday, endorsing Kamala Harris, saying that they're going to vote for her, calling out Republicans who haven't made the commitment to vote for Kamala Harris because he is, her words, depraved. Dick Cheney's words, a threat to democracy in our democratic republic. I was referring to Dick Cheney as Darth Vader. And of course, then James Earl Jones passed away. Yeah, the voice of Darth Vader passed away. R.I.P.
Yeah.
But it came to my attention that Liz Cheney also had some other recent things to say about Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Shall we take a listen?
Let's do it.
She speaks slowly, so it takes a minute to get through all of it, but it is worth the wait, my friends, I promise you. This is Liz Cheney being interviewed at a symposium that was put on by The Atlantic, I believe just last week. Let's take a listen. The long one. Let's do the long one.
How do you think she should proceed?
Look, I think that, every opportunity that Donald Trump gets to show the American people who he is, he pretty clearly, and look, his running mate is doing this too. I mean, you know, this is my diplomatic way of saying it. They're misogynistic pigs.
Liz Cheney's got jokes. She's got jokes, everybody. Woo!
I think that will become clear. I mean, I think that the Vice President Harris has demonstrated, particularly if you watch the speech we were talking about at the convention. Right. A focus on seriousness and substance and policy. I think that for people who sort of say, if you have conservatives who might say, I'm thinking of voting for Trump because he's a conservative. Mm-hmm. He is not a conservative. And when you look at the contrast in terms of policies, for example, when it comes to things like NATO, when it comes to things like the support of Ukraine, when you look at the proposals that he's made to impose massive tariffs, for example, I think that there are a whole range of policy issues that raise very serious concerns. But we would. Sometimes you hear from Trump supporters that they want to just let Trump be Trump. And, I endorse that. Let that guy go. Because the more people see him and the more, frankly, at the end of the day, I think that women around this country, like, we've had enough. And I think what that means is that people have got to step up and realize, I mean, again, look at what J.D. Vance says on an almost daily basis about women. I mean, that guy's got a real women problem. I don't know what it is, and I don't want to psychoanalyze him.
He's a weirdo.
Yes.
And there's a lot of eyeliner jokes to be made in there. But
Liz got jokes.
But I think that, you know, at the end of the day, if you listen to what he says about women, you know, and you look at Donald Trump and what Donald Trump has done and what he says about women, these are not people that we can entrust with power again. But that means women and men. But we've got to get out there and vote. We got to make sure people are registered. You got to drive people to the polls. It really, really matters this time.
Liz Cheney, folks, the conservative of conservatives, Republican, former congressman from
Rhino.
Yeah.
Rhino.
from Wyoming, telling it like it is in breathtaking simplicity, including eyeliner jokes. Dom, your reaction. I mean,
such a nasty
trust fund.
Such a nasty one.
I mean, obviously, you know, in some ways, Nick Fuentes was right in his comments about Trump losing and what that did to him and everybody else who, quote unquote, believed it. Liz Cheney is right in this. Dick Cheney is right in talking about this in terms of a threat to democracy.
Yes.
And when the war criminal Dick Cheney, Darth Vader himself, says that Republican that make
dangerous.
A candidate is so dangerous, we can't be having anywhere near the halls of power again.
You might want to listen to Darth Vader.
I just think you might want to listen to him. When someone says about the power of the force of Darth Vader, listen to him. You know, he's Darth Vader.
I mean, just to summarize, like, the last week's haps, okay? We've got Donald Trump announcing the weave. Right?
Oh, yeah. Man.
The weave. You know what the weave is?
It's like
nine different things, and they all come brilliantly together. It's like friends of mine that are like English professors. They say it's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. No, it's not. We got the weave. We got the 45-minute press conference about rape. He brings up allegations from 20 years ago, and he's like, well, that didn't happen. Then why are you talking about
it? Well, it's just another example of the sexual assaults that didn't happen, and let me tell you about more of them.
Yes. Thank you for reminding us. Donald, maybe Kamala can bring up each and every one of those.
I would hope so.
Say their name. You got J.D. Vance on women, part 342, version 4. You got Trump on women, and this child care.
Oh, policies.
Yeah, but not tariffs. 45, again, the rape thing for 45 minutes, disrespects veterans, the Arlington controversy.
Oh, that was so long ago. Are we still talking about that? We're still talking about that?
400, Trump disrespects veterans, number 487. Take three.
Say veterans, Trump says suckers and losers.
Yeah, right. You got Tucker with the Nazi sympathizer, Holocaust denier. Elon's going to be the efficiency chief. Everybody wants that in government.
Leon's very concerned about illegal votes.
Leon, yes. A new indictment alleges MAGA influencers are on the Russian payroll. Candace Owens has totally gone full Jewish hater. It's like, what? Wait a minute. This is, I believe that this was Charlie Sykes quoted William Shakespeare here. Hell is empty and all the devils are here. From the Tempest.
We are here. It is any one of these individual items in a normal world. The world I was growing up in.
Disqualifying.
Any one of them.
A
single one. Dining with Nazis. Disqualifier.
Done. Rape.
Disqualifier.
Fraud.
Disqualifier.
Getting your picture taken on a boat with someone who's not your wife, Gary Hart, how'd that go for you?
Oh, terrible. Can't possibly. Oh, you got to go, man. The weave. That's a great, great point. What English professors? What English teachers?
Who would that
be? Do you know? Who, why, where, what, when? You know, I'd like to know who that professor is. Cause
who, what, why, where, and when? If he answered just three of those in any answer, I'd be totally happy with it. All the devils may be here, but I got one former devil, now the host of the Dom Salvia Show, which follows me every day. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. We'll talk about some memorable presidential debate lines when we come back. A little quiz for Dom and the listeners. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lost by a whisker.
You are one pathetic loser.
They're misogynist.